Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with another video. This rant is a little different. I know we're doing a new segment called Grim Rants About Everything, and you guys seem to like it, so we'll continue with that. But this one is a little bit of an announcement. Okay, first of all, Grim fucked up. Basically, DP and I recorded a whole episode yesterday, and I forgot to unmute my microphone. So I have to pretty much go ahead and reiterate not everything we said, but all the important parts of that. Mainly, MGTOW.TV is changing. There's more PUA guys, there's more trad guys, there's more red pill type guys. There's a lot of guys trying to tell you how to get laid now. It's changed a lot. It's not just a bunch of guys, you know, like, going their own way, doing their own thing. Now there's a lot of guys telling you how to get, you know, validation from females and all that kind of shit. Okay, so, also, we've got RT, a Russian news site that's really posting a lot. They seem to be really kind of damn near spamming that top thread a little bit. I did see my Swing Volume 2 go up there, though. So, I mean, you guys can see my stuff, and that's cool. It got, like, 17 hits, and that's fair. It's a comic book. It's not everybody's thing, and I'll do other comics later. There's also more hentai coming. I've got a new plan, briefly, where I'm going to do an hour of comic books, an hour of comic book and an hour of hentai every night for about 4 days a week. 4 days a week. We'll do it like that. Hopefully that'll get you guys a lot of different content. So you get comics and hentai. And all the comics, a lot of the comics might actually go up on my brand new YouTube channel, which is Grimm's Comic Corner, coming pretty soon. So, anyway, the big thing is, I'm not really sure what's going to happen, but I was at first going to just leave because, of course, the Russia stuff, because if any leftists or anybody of that nature comes over there to our website and sees we've got all this Russian, news stories up there, they're going to think automatically, especially in my area, that I, you know, stand with the Russians and I'm, you know, for Vladimir Putin and all that shit. No, fuck Putin. I don't have any problem with Russia. I worked with a lot of Russian bands and Ukrainian bands, both, when I was in the industry. Still work, there was still a little Russian label. They do all kinds of little weird rock music. Some cool stuff, you know. Again, not for Vladimir Putin and all that kind of stuff. Not for him. And I don't really like the idea of this war. You know, I'm not crazy about that. But I will say that, you know, we're considered, like, errorists. I don't say terrorists, I say errorists, because we committed an error against their brand of thinking. We're on the wrong side of history. We made an error, according to them. So, there's nothing we can say or do to prove that we're not a bunch of alt-right Russian Nazis. It doesn't even sound right, you know. But that's pretty much what they're gonna say. So, it is what it is. I don't believe in any of that crap. You know, I argued with a white nationalist, and it was funny. We had a little joke. But this is a real deal. He was in there with TFM, a Chinese guy. He's Chinese. A black guy and a Jewish guy. And basically, I know, weird mix of guys, right? And he was basically trying to say that a black man can't build a log cabin. And I thought that was absolute fucking ridiculous. This is a Canadian guy, by the way. And he had all his information wrong. Like, he was telling people to go watch this stupid Nazi documentary on, or white nationalist documentary on BitChute and all that crap. And it's 12 hours long. No, nobody wants to waste their fucking time on actual fucking hate propaganda. I'm sorry. That's not cool, you know. Speaking of, you know, Jewish and Jewish people, great comedian, Gilbert Gottfried died. Fucking sorry to hear that, man. Absolute fucking horrible loss. He did some great dirty jokes you guys need to check out. Good bits, really good bits. You can find a lot of them on YouTube, surprisingly. They're not censored yet. So go check out some of that classic Gilbert Gottfried. And Gilbert Gottfried also did the Colossal Amazing podcast, which is really good. He did Kirk Hammett of Metallica on there one time, and I listened to that. So he's a really good podcast host. It really sucks that we've lost him, because he was a legendary comedian. And I do mean legendary. One of the, you know, old classic Jewish comedians. And just sucks that he's gone, you know. But and he was not woke at all, man. He was not. He was not for all that. So, I mean, he said a lot of things that are definitely not politically correct around women, about women and all that. So, yeah. Just go look up those bits. You'll love them. But getting back to what I'm saying, guys, here's what I'm going to do. I want to continue to give you guys hentai. I want to continue to give you guys adult content, like being a dick and stuff like that. And I want to continue to give you guys Red Pill stuff. We're going to bring back Red Pill movies. Me and DP talked about that last night. We do want to bring that back. We know people liked it. We love entertainment. I love entertainment. And if there's Red Pills we can find in entertainment, we want to point them out to you. So, you know, look out for that. And we're doing some new stuff. So, you know, check that out. Some of our old stuff, you know. We're going to go back and maybe do Super Seducer again. And just other stuff that we haven't done in a while. Just really trying to do some experimenting and see what's, you know, people are into. And we've got this whole new audience, though. And Martin Goldberg's on here, so there's definitely some trads that are going to be on here. And Aaron Clary is on here. So, you know, check out the menu. I bought it yesterday. I've been reading a little bit of it. And, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Maybe a little bleak, but definitely worth reading. You know, there's a lot of stuff in there that I didn't even think about much, like, you know, not necessarily retirement, but, you know, my will. A lot of people don't think about their will. If they become a vegetable, what they're going to do. So, it's good stuff you could think about. Just important stuff. I mean, he's talking about, you know, don't play so many video games and all that. And he's like, you know, try to develop some skills and all that, which I do have skills. And I'm going to go, I'm going to go back on the Allison and try to get some more skills. I want to try to get to cybersecurity because I heard there's not a lot of people into it. And I might try to get into that. I'm getting older, so I'm not going to be able to do this backbreaking labor for much longer, and I'm pretty damn intelligent when it comes to computers and computer technology, stuff like that, so I should probably go ahead and try for something of that nature. There's a lot of things I can do in the realm of computing, so probably something I need to look into, other than the backbreaking labor, because I'm starting to wear out on that. Two guys walked out today. Just said, oh, it's too hot, can't do it, walked out. Like, wow. They've been there since before they put me on the night shift, guys. So that was, like, way, almost, like, over a year or so. Like, it's crazy. It's like, oh, you just walked out and quit like that? Damn. One of the guys said he didn't like the boss's attitude. You know, boss is a woman. And, didn't like the boss's attitude, walked off, and then the other guy walked out with him, and I'm like, damn, it's crazy. And that guy was going to be a manager. He was trying to hit for the manager position. But, it's weird. I don't understand it. It's bizarre. Anyway, yeah, I gotta get something else going. I can't be doing this crap all my life. I've got a lot of different skills and computers. I mean, I built my rig myself. A lot of people can't say they've done that. I mean, I'm talking piece by piece. I didn't get pre-assembled nothing. I took all the pieces, put them together. It took me a while to get everything in there right. It was a big construction job, and I went through several different towers before I found the one I wanted, and several motherboards before I found a decent one, and, you know, different processor chips. But I like what I got. My rig has held up pretty well for the past couple of years, and it's all because I built it. I know how to do it. I know how to work with a lot of this stuff. I know how to access BIOS files. I know how to work with Linux at least in some respects. I'm still rusty in a few areas, but, you know, I know more than your average normie about computers, so I guess that kind of gives me a heads up. I've worked with a lot of different programs, but yeah, this isn't a job interview, so I'm not going to go through all that. But yeah, just I do have some skills. I don't just sit and play video games all day. So yeah, I'm going to try to, you know, go to Allison, and they got online or phone-based mobile-based courses. I'm going to try and check some of those out. Listen to the lectures, do the tests, and get myself some certs doing that. So that'll work. But I got to get out of that line of work, man. It's just, I'm better than that. And I'm not even saying anything against the people that work there, because they work hard and they're good people. But a lot, it's just a bunch of young kids that want to, you know, do their thing. And I'm getting tired of that. It's been years and years and years of that. Now I'm getting old and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. So, you know, there's that. Just a lot of different things have been going on. But I'm in better health. I'm in much better health. I'm not having near the problems that I did, you know. I mean, there's always going to be some issues with allergies and stomach and stuff like that. But it's not going to be what it was. I'm back on my mushroom supplements again. It's been very, very helpful. Taking my cordyceps again, so, you know, I have a lot more testosterone building up, you know. You can... And also, lifting weights in the morning a little bit helps, you know. Doing that, it's been good for me. But, again, all this is not about that. And my little phone is telling me pretty much that, hey, you need to get on with the subject. Yeah, so let's do that. Alright, so, you guys want this content. The hentai content, the adult content. Well, there might be some new people that don't want the content. Yeah, you heard me right. Some people may not want the content. They might be offended by it. They might be upset by it. They might not know how to just keep scrolling or ignore it, and they might want to start some shit. So, what you guys need to do is fight for it. You know, you see somebody in my comment section talking shit, you hit them back. I'm not saying go fucking ape shit, but I'm saying, yeah, let them know. Hey, no, I want this content, I like this stuff, and we were here before you did. You were, you know. This guy's been here for a long time on this platform, and I have. I've been there for a long time on the platform. Fucking Bulldog Mindset is on here, and the first video I ever made on MGTOW.TV was a response to Bulldog Mindset back in the day. So, yeah, guys, I've been here for a while now. Let's see, 2020, so 20, yeah, about 3 years. Oh, okay, I didn't realize I'd been here that long. But, yeah, guys, you still want this content? I still want to make it. I'm glad I have a place where it can be, you know, posted. But, if anything hardcore happens, and that means we get a leftist shit piece, you know, I mean to say hit piece, but I'll say shit piece, because, you know, it's all it is, they're full of shit. But if we get one of those, and it's all over the place, MGTOW, Russian, and all this other shit, hate women, alt-right, all that, no, I'm gone. Like, I'm hitting the red button, the dirt, you know, this channel will self-destruct in 10, 9, 8, 7, it's all gonna be gone. So, this is a slight warning that if you like my uncensored content and uncensored videos like Closed Game, Euphoria, How to Live a Healthy Hentai Lifestyle, all that kind of stuff, you better go download it if you want to have it as a keepsake or whatever. If you want to, oh, I like this so much, I want to have it where I can listen to it and fap to the sound of my voice, you fucking degenerates. But, yeah, it's gonna be there for you guys. So don't worry about that, as long as you back it up, that is. I'm not telling anybody to go back up my shit on, like, Archive or something like that. I prefer not. You can back it, I mean, it's up to you. But if you do back it up, then you have to start with the video. Like, the shows themselves, I guess, are fine. But you have to start with, like, I think it was 3/6 of 2020, all the way from, hold on, let me see, where did I actually have a date for that. If you want to back up my shows, you can back up my shows at, it starts from 6/6 of 2020 to 3/13 of 2020. 6/6 of 2020 to 3/13 of 2021. All those videos need to be backed up. So, what I'm saying is none of these are on BitChute. So if you want them and you want them preserved, then make sure to download and back them up on another place where people can find them. Because there may be, some good red pill content in some of those videos. So definitely give them a shot. If you haven't, a lot of my older content was more red pill. So if a lot of guys want to hear, what was the Grimlord like doing his like pure red pill shit? Well, that was what it was like. And I mean, we could always do like a refresher course, but you know, I figure a lot of you guys are getting your red pill information from other people. I mean, RG doesn't do it anymore. TFM really doesn't do it anymore. Sandman's pretty much the only one really doing straight red pill content, but there's a few more guys that'll give you some good 101 if you need it. So also check out like the archives. There's archives here of other content creators. So, you know, if my channel goes down, if you even want to, archive some of it up here, my channel won't exist, but, my videos can. If you want to move them onto your own channel or something, some of the older ones or something like that, I guess it's up to you. But, like I said, guys, if the trads start coming or the alpha, you know, all those guys, all those fucking red pill alpha, let's go get a woman type guys. Oh, you're an incel. You're doing this degenerate crap underage. You know what they say. If that shit starts getting all over my damn comments and it just starts getting bad and they start trying to do some crazy shit, then yeah, I'm nuking the channel. I'm pushing that big red button and that's the end of it. And we'll be on BitChute. And I'll be going to YouTube with my family friend, not completely family friendly, because I do want to do some mature comics. We want to do Witchblade, we want to do, you know, a lot of stuff from comics past, maybe some Spawn, you know, stuff like that. Just read all the old and newer comics, indie comics, stuff like that. So, we're going to do that stuff, and I'm going to do more wholesome visual novels. In other words, I'll do visual novels that may have eroge, like might have adult parts, but we won't be doing the adult content parts. It'll just be like very low eroge games, you know. Like, we'll do some different things. You'll see, but it's not gonna be adult content stuff. That'll only be on MGTOW.TV or BitChute. So we're doing a lot of different things, but that's pretty much all I have to say here, and I thank you guys for listening to all this. You know, it was like a stream of consciousness rant, but I think I pretty much said what I needed to say, and that's that if you like my content, you know, I'm not really sure how things are going to go with MGTOW.TV. I'm not sure how people are going to take the content. They might not care. I mean, Fresh and Fit are here now, you know, just, it's surprising. I was one of the guys that's been here for a long time. And there's a lot of new competition. You know, Raging Golden Eagle is here. And I always thought of myself, used to think of myself as a discount Raging Golden Eagle. Well, now the actual Raging Golden Eagle is here. I'm glad to see him. You know, I messaged him and I said, you know, thanks for being here. You know, my channel wouldn't exist if it wasn't for you. He didn't say anything back in return, but you know, I'm sure he read it at least, so, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's why I can't even get him on a show for an interview. I don't think the guy's really cool with me. It's whatever. At any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I thank you so much for listening to this one, and I'll see you guys next time. When we'll probably talk more about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case, which is a big fucking deal for all men, especially men that have been abused by women, which they say doesn't happen. Oh, you're a big, strong man. How can that happen to you? No, it does happen. And Depp is proof of that. So definitely pay attention for that and whatever else I decide to do. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out of here. I'll see you guys next time.